Good morning. Sort of try and bring this down a level, if I can, and make it about basically a bit more about core principles. With the Vote Leave campaign here in Northern Ireland, we are not promising you perfection. We are not promising you a new utopia, and we're not threatening you with a nightmare either. What we are simply saying is that Vote to Leave will enable us to do five things that will provide for you something which is more, which is better, and which is positive. The first issue is the democratic deficit. You take value-added tax, a highly substantial tax in terms of public revenue. We pay it every single day, and our elected politicians do not control it. We have to ask permission from 27 countries if we can change it. I do not think that is appropriate or right. I believe control for key fundamental decisions the likes of that should lie with the people that we elect directly. So we wish to leave so we can get control over issues like that, and we wish to leave so that the people that take the decisions are fully accountable to us. Then you have the issue of resources. Clare raised the point earlier of the cuts that have been made. In terms of our net contributions over the last number of years, we've actually contributed more to the EU than we've made in public cuts to services. So there's something to think about. We will have more money. Now, no doubt we can have an argument between myself and Glenn how much more money, but we will have more money to spread over our priorities. The third issue, which has already been touched on, is the difficulties with the immigration system. Now, we design our public services based on a number of things. One of those is the census. According to the census, we should have 64.5 million people in the United Kingdom. The NHS has over 68 million people registered. Our planning is out by 4 million. In terms of where we think immigration is and where it could possibly be, we have substantial confusion in the official statistics, where it's much lower if you go by the ONS survey, but if you go by the national insurance numbers, it's out by the small matter of 1 million. Now, that is the basic, and we'll hear a little bit economics. There is the issue of supply and demand. That is the most basic issue in economics. So that is a massive problem that we have to deal with across the UK. And when one, as we are part of the United Kingdom, when one part is dealing with it, it has a knock-on on others. I'm also confident that we will get our fair share of the monies. Why do I believe that? One, we have the Barnett formula, of which Northern Ireland is a strong beneficiary. We have the second principle of parity, that anything that's given direct as a direct benefit is spread to all the citizens of the UK. And thirdly, to be fair to them both, and this would cover the period of when the UUP and SDLP were the primary parties, and also the time when the DUP and Sinn Féin were the primary parties, our local politicians have a pretty good record of getting money out of London. So we should be confident on those three reasons that we will get our fair share. As also has been touched upon here is trade. And on this we have to get this. The selling point of the EU is good. You're paying money, you're being a member, you're getting rules, you're getting regulations, but think of what you're getting. Access to a market. 500 million people. The problem with that is we have a massive trade deficit. We're paying the fee, we're following the rules, we're not getting the trade benefits. Compare our growth in exports with other countries. USA, Canada, Australia have seen massive growth in their exports to the EU, and they've managed to do that without being a member. We've been paying the membership, we've been following the rules, and we haven't got the trade benefits. What is our alternative? And that's the global future. But this is also a global future that we are already living. The UK and Northern Ireland's exports to the European Union have been declining. Our exports to the rest of the world have been growing. The last 2 years in the Northern Ireland, our manufacturing goods are going more to the rest of the world than to Europe. We've already started living our global future. For it to work best, we have to embrace it. And finally, because we get more control, because we get more money, because we get more freedom to build the trade relationships we want to, that combines to make it the safest and best choice for everybody in Northern Ireland. Thank you very much.